Hey, you know what it is. We are here. We are live. You know what it is. It's the Guilty As Charged podcast. I'm here with my two motherfucking favorite people in the world. The Apex Estacio, Rob.
You.
Soto with a motherfucking money sign. You know what I'm saying?
You know the vibe.
Pocket fucking Hercules. We're, you know, another training session. Another day of great, great work. Just having fun, man. What y'all feel about today? How was y'all? How did y'all feel out there?
I think it was good.
It was a little hot.
A little hot. No, that's right.
No, you know, today's main focus for me, I wanted to make sure, was just keep working on Steve and just keep working on technique, most importantly. And went over a few things, just fixing minor errors, minor blemishes, and, you know, Steve looked good. I like what I see.
I definitely did, like, Steve's motion today. He's definitely getting a lot more head movement. Power or and accuracy is both coming together.
Yeah, he's very well. We got a couple tricks we're working on and seeing what works for Steve, what doesn't, what works for ourselves. You know, even Melvin, you know, you're getting practice with holding mitts more and more. You're getting better and better at it. So
my boy Steve helping me on the ground like crazy, taking me down.
Yeah, we gotta wrestle next time.
Wrestling! Wrestling!
So let's talk about the fight night that just went down then, because shit, we didn't even get to talk
about that. California kid!
What's up, Faber?
He was the most interesting, at least to me. He was definitely
interesting. That's been lad, dude. She cut mad weight.
Come on, keep it 100, man. I think she was not prepared for that.
How do we know?
If you think Ricky looked nervous, bro, I think Aspen looked way worse than.
She was undefeated too, right?
Yeah, she was like what, 7-0, 8-0?
It's crazy, bro. She did not look prepared for that fight at all. Me personally,
even though she was undefeated.
You didn't see, even Michael Bisping was saying it in
you fool in the commentation to one of the classic.
She was
ones.
Saying she I don't know if she's nervous or if she's just jerky, like she was just.
I don't know who she's
sloppy.
Training with, but she needs to get the UFC PI because she doesn't look like. I'm not saying that everybody has to look chiseled and stuff like that, but come on, if you're at the highest level of competition. You want to at least look like it. I don't know if she feels. Aisha doesn't feel like it because she got finished. She didn't last long. And did you see her at the weigh-ins?
She made weight,
but she was visibly shaking and wincing in pain.
About to cry.
She could probably make 35 because she's a small girl. The thing is, I think her coaches just don't know how to do it.
She needs to get UCPI or
different coaches, a new strength and conditioning coach, a nutritionist. Somebody needs to knock on her door and show her the right way because that's really bad. I don't like fighters destroying their bodies like that. Destroying the body before the fight and with the fight, you're taking damage and getting finished. It doesn't look good. I don't like it.
Man, I just feel like from, like, I see what you're saying, that from the moment that it did get stopped, it might have looked like she was still there, bro. But me seeing that tells me that if they would have gave Durandamy more time, she would have just kept going. And it would have been even worse for her.
Right.
So I kind of would not want to see that because she already didn't look prepared for it. You know what I mean?
Just like in the Uriah fight, I felt like it was a justified stoppage. Like,
yeah.
Uriah rocked him.
Definitely.
I thought that was a clean. Ricky looked very nervous. He was nervous. I don't care about his
Yeah, he definitely did look nervous. And
that'll be like
you said, it was because he was fighting his
somebody
his,
he watched.
Yeah.
You know, he said, no, I grew up watching him. He built the lighter divisions because he did. WEC, if you're looking at lighter weight classes, Mount Rushmore, you have to put Uriah's face on there. I don't care what everybody says.
You like to. That of what UFC?
This chain gonna take up.
If
the
we're
whole
talking,
mountain.
Like who paved the way for anything under 55?
Oh, okay. Like you mean the weight class?
The weight for definitely, lighter guys, yeah. You have to put your eye up there.
You have to.
He's definitely somebody that you always saw in the beginning. Like
yeah, put Uriah. Like you know what I'm saying? Like he
Dominic
paved the way.
So I just want to see Dominic so back.
Mighty Mouse and who'll be the fourth?
I'm glad
I say Cejudo.
Shit, Rock Funk.
Only because Cejudo's the champ. If we're gonna say about the you know,
Now, all that, I don't want to see Uriah versus Cejudo.
No. I think Uriah should get one more.
Yeah, I want to see more emotion out of Jay. Yeah, you came back strong. You know what I mean? You came back out of retirement strong.
Oh, I know what fight they should do.
What?
Aljamain Sterling?
No,
I think they should do
Morales.
That's featherweight.
Come on. Melvin, help me out. I know you. I know. I just want to see if you can guess it too. Who am I about to say?
135.
They didn't get to do a trilogy.
Of them?
Or did they do a trilogy? Am I stupid?
No.
What?
Dominic Cruz.
Yeah, they. What? You are stupid.
They did a trilogy, right?
Yeah, they did a trilogy.
But I'm saying, like, I don't know if I want to see that fight. I feel like Dominic already.
Well, no, dude, they already did the trilogy.
Even though it's a different time, and Uriah might have
They did the trilogy, UFC 199.
Oh, yeah.
They already did the.
Because UFC Uriah won the first one by guillotine. Yeah. They fought again.
And it was a close decision.
Decision.
And then Dominic Cruz. I forget how he won the
decision
thing.
Again? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's probably.
Look it up, Tapology, right now.
I'm pretty sure it was decision again.
If they didn't, that would be great, because the trilogy needs to happen then. The trilogy would need to happen.
At 135. But wouldn't. Like, don't you want to bring him? Like, Marlon just lost one. Why not take. You know what I mean?
But put then somebody. If he wins one, can Marlon just go. That's not the narrative they want. They want a good narrative. So Marlon needs to bounce back on somebody, someone different. Like, you feel me?
But that's what I'm saying. Then who does Marlon go to then?
We're not worried about Marlon.
No, he's already out then.
He's not out, but like maybe he could fight like, you know, Jan.
Jan. Yeah, Peter Jan. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe Uriah versus Aljamain Sterling.
I like that, but
weird match.
Who's just.
I think Aljamain Sterling would win.
Okay, now, Rob, I didn't get your take on this. So, who you got with Conor and Jorge?
Jorge, right?
Conor, Jorge?
Jorge.
I say 170 straight up.
170, Jorge.
Jorge, man.
155, but he's not, Conor.
But I wouldn't say it because Jorge
wouldn't go down. Yeah, no, Jorge wouldn't go down. He went up and he's staying up. And then I think Conor doesn't want to do 70 anymore. He even said it. They're going to do the Diaz trilogy. It has to be 55. And Diaz agreed.
He said he'd give him the match.
Conor said it. No. Conor said, I did you a favor of fighting the rematch at 70.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do remember that video. You're right. And then he said,
Conor's a bitch.
Yeah. Exactly. And then.
Man, honestly, I think he should just stay out of the way right now. The featherweight division is getting. You know what I mean? It's coming back now. With Max and Frankie about to fight.
Like, I feel like they give him just so much. Like.
Who do y'all got there? Did we talk about that, Max and Frankie, yet?
No, we haven't.
Who y'all got there? That should be a very good fight right there. I think
I want Frankie Edgar.
Yeah,
to win.
Everybody is like. You
I
know
want
what
Frankie
mean?
Edgar to win because that would just be awesome.
That'll be fucking crazy for the city, bro.
Stylistically, man.
It's like Max, right? That reach, that.
Oh yeah, he lost Dominic Cruz twice. That sucks.
Yeah, but they both by decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Dominic Cruz hits like a fucking little girl. But,
come on, man. Dominic's not that bad.
He hits like a bitch, though.
Yeah, I guess so, but I don't know. I feel like, well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I feel like TJ beat him.
Yeah, so did I.
TJ beat who?
Dominic.
Nah.
No, you watched that fight.
I remember that fight. I watched it three times, actually.
I feel like TJ did enough.
Dominic was able to dictate where the fight went. I think he actually took TJ down. Twice.
Dominic's wrestling is underrated.
It is. He's pretty slick. And he did land a few decent significant strikes on TJ. He won, but barely.
So
if I watched it. If you want me to really give my honest opinion, I'm not just saying just because he really did beat him, but barely.
I don't know. They should run it back. Yeah, like
that. But Dominic's going to be back before even TJ gets back. TJ's done for 2 years.
Yeah, I honestly.
Still young, though. Personally, TJ's going to come back. And still
no, personally, I don't want to see TJ no more. Like, that.
Nah, he's gonna come back.
No, he's gonna come back. But I would want to see him fight.
You want to see Dominic?
Now I don't even want to see him fight. Honestly,
why would you not want to see TJ?
Because
fight?
He's a
steroids
fucking...
don't make the fight.
Bro, it wasn't steroids.
Everybody's
EPO.
Everybody's on.
That's damn near the same thing. You telling me
everybody's
you're using a performance enhancing drug? That's
PED. Yeah,
everyone does.
Bro, what do you mean? Do you?
I don't. But
point blank. Period.
But I'm not a professional. I'm not a TJ.
But you want to be though.
Yeah, but.
That's the whole point. When you get it to the professional,
saying,
are you going to take EPO?
I can't say that on recording, bro. Like,
But that's why I'm putting you there, though, so that you can see what I'm saying. You wouldn't want to be held to that fire, would you? Especially at the professional level. When you the fucking bantamweight champ.
You right.
About to go to two-way champ, and then you fucked it all up.
That would like me taking... Because eventually, like for myself, eventually
caught.
I know...
Everybody's on it. You just got caught.
Nah.
I know. Dude's up there.
If everybody's on it, bro, they would have all got caught. And I'm telling you, that's
I know as a professional.
Does Nate Diaz lie?
Does Nate Diaz... Yes, he lies, bro. Hell yeah, bro. Nate Diaz be lying sometimes. You can't tell me he don't. He be fucking around sometimes.
Like, I want to fight 35 one day as a pro. But I'm not going to take the cheat weight and just take EPO. I can easily cut the water weight, take EPO, and probably be a standing fucking bantamweight with hella cardio. That's the easy way. I know myself, I'm going to push myself and really be a legitimate bantamweight because I have a small frame. You know, I'm a slim dude. And I'll, you know, but I'm not going to cheat my way there. I just can't. It's not my... And I have people come on to me and pitch the idea of taking PEDs. And I can't. It's just not me.
Since I was 15 years old, people have been asking me to take PEDs. 15.
I do it clean the right way. You know?
I don't know. I feel like
I've always said no. Never. I've been on USADA's drug testing pool for almost 4.5 years, and I never got popped for anything. But a lot of those guys know the tricks of the trade, man, and they just there's always something new that's not illegal yet that you can't catch yet.
But
that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying I would do it. I see no scenario to where it would come to
this is
to
old
that.
News, but I'm just saying you guys remember a couple weeks back, Yoel got a lawsuit for
that?
Yeah, 27 mil.
Yeah. 27 mil?
He doesn't have to fight anymore.
He really doesn't.
I would. He's going to fight just because he wants. He likes to fight.
Oh, yeah. Him and...
He's matched up against some guy. I forgot.
Borachi?
I don't know.
I could have sworn.
To me, he's a nobody.
Yeah,
you probably know his name.
What do you mean a nobody? That nigga's a monster.
He might be. Borachi
MMA. Look that up. Borachi MMA, bro.
That is.
Paulo Costa.
He's fighting him?
Yes.
I know that is.
Bro. Tell me he's not a fucking monster, bro.
I got you all winning, though.
Yeah,
you all hit hard.
Yeah, no, I feel like his tank is longer too. His tank is way bigger. I feel like Borachin's just gonna keep pounding. He's gonna throw all
weird,
power,
but like scary accurate way that Cuban government runs their society, and that he said you're pretty much decided what you're gonna be from the get.
Yeah, he'd be exposed.
So he's been trained to be
a wrestler,
combatant athlete. Because wrestling, yeah, it's not striking, but it's combat. It is combat. So you've been trained to compete in intense combat since you could fucking walk. You're going to be pretty much a beast.
Like 7 years old, and they just
right. So Yoel looks like that at 40 years old. 40, you know, he's like 42.
He
I think
looks
now.
Like a fucking
41.
He could be 30.
No, he's definitely 40. He's definitely 40. I know that. He's 4 years old, and he moves better than most of these 24-year-olds.
Bro, he looks like a fucking
25-year-old. He moves better than me, and I'm 25.
That's a legit G.I. Joe walking around in the UFC.
I think he could beat up Israel Adesanya.
You think so?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. I feel like
Izzy got exposed.
Easy.
I think Izzy got exposed.
What about who? Kelvin?
Calvin, bro.
Nah. Bro, Calvin's tough. Calvin is a monster, bro.
Calvin's a tank, though.
Calvin is a monster.
Calvin's a tank.
He wasn't given the title shot for nothing, bro.
Give Izzy his credit. He was still throwing some bangers in that last round. He still rocked
him. Yeah, he ended that round like a fucking champ, bro.
He put the stamp that I won this fight.
He
dropped
him,
right? And the fourth or fifth round,
he definitely exposed something about Izzy. But at the end of the day, to go five rounds with Kelvin is a fucking, and then do him like that at the end too. Like that's just
Yoel's best bet to wrestle Izzy. I think Yoel could beat him.
Yeah, I think Yoel's wrestling is way better than Kelvin.
Yeah, he'll
probably. Oh yeah, he had Olympic level compared to what was it? Kelvin just wrestled what in college? That's it. It wasn't even like anything, you know, he wasn't on that NCAA All-American
people
level.
People sleep, though, on college wrestlers. Like, those dudes are fucking beasts.
There's a couple guys that I would love to see transition MMA.
Let's switch it up. How about we go to the NFL?
Because
I'm really hyped for this season right now, bro. This season might be one of the best seasons we get to watch in football.
This is about to get rowdy because you know how.
Because it's turning into.
No. How Rob what?
Giants.
That's the thing though. I'm not a fucking asshole fan.
Damn, did he get rowdy or what, guys?
I'm not. I'm a Giants fan, but I face the facts too. I'm not a Giants fan where I'm saying, we're taking it next year. Saquon's gonna give us a.
You called out the Birds for no reason.
Yeah, because I fucking can't stand Birds fans. 9 out of 10 Birds fans are fucking cock-sucking delusional idiots.
That's the only thing I say.
They are the most annoying fans, I swear. I live in...
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Here's what happens.
The road to victory.
You have a team...
Fight,
who they just feel like... They're like, fuck the facts, I'm an Eagles fan.
Did you see the Philly special?
Come on.
Dude, hear me. And I said it on my status on Facebook. Eagles fans are banking on a guy with a broken fucking back, a torn up knee, and they're saying this is the guy that's gonna take us to the Super Bowl. Mind you, the guy who didn't take us to the Super Bowl, the guy that took us to the Super Bowl, they let go. So what does that tell you? And the fans are somehow blindfolded to this fucking ideology and oblivious to the obvious. It makes me be like, I don't even listen to Eagles fans. Because they're banking on Carson fucking Wentz. I'm sorry, Wentz was great. If Wentz was injury free and everything, he probably would have been the guy to the Super Bowl. Probably won it for you too. He probably would have been just as good as Foles, if not better. However, you're talking to a guy who's played injuries, hasn't played a full season, and you're telling me, and you're going to sign an extension as if he's the guy to take you to another ring? You're absolutely insane, and shut the fuck up. Fuck the Birds.
At least not alone.
Let's go Giants.
At least not alone.
At least we're not the idiots who we realize we're not that good. We the Giants will openly say we are not the best team, but we're working on it.
But let's
Eagles don't recognize that, and they're oblivious.
Let's get this straight, though.
They're not the best
at the end
team,
of the day, let's get this straight, though. At the end of the day,
we are in front of a Cowboys fan, and I take
NFC East champs is the Dallas motherfucking Cowboys.
And as a Giants fan,
at the end of the day, we're gonna stay there.
Hate me if you want Giants fans or even Eagles fans. I'm gonna say this right now in front of a Cowboys fan. Cowboys are gonna be the NFC East champs.
Yes, sir. And that's all I want to hear. You just gotta Eagles, accept that. As long as you
as a man, I can shake on it.
We accept.
The Cowboys are gonna
take it. What do you mean? Who accepts
Why
that?
Why would you say that before the season even starts?
Because it's
facts.
Bro, come on.
It could be the Redskins.
The Redskins,
what?
Bro?
With who?
It could be any.
Who they got? The guy we wanted
I'm not gonna say
Dwayne Haskins Jr.
Okay, put it this way. If it's the Redskins, the Redskins is gonna take one of y'all spots.
Because we got D-Jack back, and you know how he rolls with the green jersey on. You know what I'm saying? We go off of vibes, bro.
Bro, you think that's just gonna start off as soon as
you have no quarterback.
Yeah, deep watch.
Yep, who's your key receiver?
D-Jack, bro.
That's it?
We got Aguilar still. And I'm pretty sure we got
Aguilar still. Like he nice.
Sound like that?
Like he nice or something.
Oh, he's pretty nice.
We're rebuilding. We got GT3.
Nice.
Peppers. Barkley.
Uh-huh.
Ingram.
Uh-huh.
Shepard.
Uh-huh.
Barkley.
So y'all should be nice next year.
Better than y'all.
Right? Okay, so let's...
Better than the Birds.
So who's
going to
have a
better record? We're taking second NFC East. We're going to
have a better record.
Hell yeah.
All right, shake on that one.
Better record. All
right.
Better records.
All right. You heard it here first live on the Guilty as Charged podcast. Yeah. We have a bet between a Giants fan and an Eagles fan that they're going to, of course, the Dallas is going to be first. We agree on that,
the Giants
right?
I think the
Giants
second.
Okay, so let's set this straight. Let's set this straight.
Dallas first.
Let's set this
Giants second.
Wait. One at a time. Rob, say your pick.
I got Cowboys taking first, NFC East, Giants second, Eagles third, and Redskins fourth.
Go ahead, Steve.
I got the Eagles taking it on, and then probably the Cowboys, and then who cares about the last two? Giants at the end, and then Redskins.
You're putting Redskins over us? You're a piece of shit. I fucking hate Eagles,
man. No,
isn't
listen.
That what happened last
listen.
Year?
No, we had a better record than them.
No, listen. I don't know. Google it.
This year, sure. I got...
I'm pretty sure when Cowboys,
I got,
Eagles,
I got Redskins, the Cowboys Giants. On number one.
Nice.
I got the Redskins at two, Giants at three, and Eagles is out.
You're putting the Redskins over us.
Only because they got Adrian Peterson and an actual quarterback in Alex Smith back.
Hey, don't come with Eli out, man.
Eli hasn't proven to me
down,
anything.
Bro.
The Brady killer?
Brady, bro, listen to
so
me.
That
listen
was like, me. That's like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about it.
But Daniel Jones, do you guys see a rookie? Have you guys watched any footage on him?
No, I haven't. Yeah. Honestly.
He's pretty good.
No, I've been so stuck
up
on
it. It's a wait and see. I don't want to hype him up. It's a wait and see with me.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Die, Eagles, die. On the road to fuckery.
Yeah.
I definitely don't see the Eagles with, like, I can't see it, bro. Not this year.
Probably gonna
not
be like
this year.
Not
your
without
defense got,
Nick.
Yeah, no, not only that, but their defense got worse too.
Yeah, I lost a lot of people.
Their defense got worse too. So it's like, what are y'all really gonna do? And we just signed, and our defense still stacked with Jalen Smith, Leighton Vander Esch, Brandon Carr, Awuzie. So
y'all should do
Tank Law. We number one. We number one. We might. I'm going all the way to the NFC Championship. Now, I'm going again. Now, as to whether we're going to win it, that's another question.
Before we wrap this up, let me just say this. The last game of the season,
Ain't the season always fucked up by game 8, though?
Right. But the last game of the season for the Giants is against the Eagles at home. Who's trying to go?
We could all go.
No, home for us in MetLife. MetLife. Yeah. I ain't trying to go to no fucking Philly game.
There'd be more Philly fans at the Giants Stadium anyway, bro. Look up the past couple years, bro. They've been all, yo, last year was all Philly fans. We trashed y'all with the, oh my goodness, twice.
Alright. Twice, bro. Curtis Saquon make out eat his nuts.
Hey, yo, bro.
How about that NBA, hey, though, with Kawhi going to LA with the Clippers, man? That's some fucking hell of a move, yo.
I've not watched that yet.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch that shit no more. That shit annoying to me.
That shit keep getting funkier and funkier, man.
I respected him more if he was still the Raptors and got them 2 rings.
Hell no, bro. You saw what he did, bro? He left, got his own team. He said, fuck the Raptors. I got y'all a chip. Now I'm going to beat y'all for that chip.
He finally went to somewhere.
He went to his home, and I respect that, too. There's nothing wrong with that, man. At the end of the day, you got to get it how you can.
Right. I think Sixers.
And this is how we're going to get out of here. Again, like I said, it's the Guilty As Charged Motherfucker Podcast with the 3 amigos best in the fucking world. Future champions out here. Follow me at OnamX95.
Apex Astacio. A-S-T-A-C-I-O. Apex Astacio.
Real SD Flame is the one and only. You know who to follow.
You know the vibe. Shout out to anyone listening. Shout out to the family. Shout out to Team Apex. We out here. Guilty as charged, motherfuckers.